Dear friend, today is the 17th of August, the year 2018, and we are still on the first day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat at Sakwar International Meditation Center. So first, please sit comfortably, head, neck, and spine upright naturally, relaxingly, perpendicular to the ground. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100% here and now, at the present moment. And come back to listen, observe your respiration. This afternoon we will talk about the universal law of three, why we need to observe it, how we apply that, and where it comes from, that law. So first, what we need to do? We need to minimize the intake of three main major raw calories, the carbohydrate, the protein, and the fat. Right, so whatever we have here in the red, yellow juice today, and start tomorrow we have the red juice, that is the limit acceptable for maintaining the well-being of our body and mind, as well as to help to eliminate all the waste product, all the toxic substance out of our body, and also to use at the medicine to correct all the general common problems like high blood sugar, high blood cholesterol, pain, to the level of help to correct the very severe chronic problem like cancer. Okay, so whatever in the yellow juice and the red juice, that in the majority of the ingredient we include in that. Once in a while, in some place, I can give extra that in the alkaline fluid, depend. Right? Some other, if we have the natural herbal plant, we can use that to cook, like the tea we drink, instead of the alkaline fluid. But here, we don't have time, and I don't think we have enough of that, so that's why I give you the alkaline fluid with the purpose of clean up our system, as well as to restore the balance in our body fluid. So that is the first thing we need to do. Minimize the intake, especially the raw calorie, the carbohydrate, protein, and the fat. So if we violate this first principle, we ruin all our process, right? And slowly we go continually, and we will see why we need to obey and perform this requirement. Secondly, we need to have three different major routes in our body, clearance and eliminate as much as possible. Why is that? The first route that is through the digestive system, elimination system. Okay, this is the major, the first one. With this one, we try to eliminate the solid. Okay, we try to eliminate the solid, the substance with a lot of waste product, bacteria, and toxic substance. And that's the smallest amount in our body weight. Okay? That is compared to all the elements in our body. The solid substance is the least one. But from the wrong point of view, the wrong way of living, we accumulate this one a lot more than it allows in our body. That's why this is the first priority. We need to eliminate out our body through the digestive system or the elimination system. That is the number two. The second route, we need to help to clear all the substance in there out. That is the circulation system through the urination. Right, so we eliminate the fluid, but actually along with the fluid, we can eliminate the very fine solid substance in there. We can eliminate all the toxic substance dilute in the fluid, right? So that is the second root. The third one, we eliminate the toxic substance through the air through respiration system. So that's why we have to use a very powerful technique of breathing, the belly breathing, exhaling longer than inhaling, and then try to compress our lower abdominal area, try to hold our breath longer if possible, and we practice this when we do walking meditation, not sitting down, yeah, not laying down. So that is the three major roots we need to eliminate for the first 3 days to eliminate the solid substance, the liquid substance, and the gas, the air. That is the first minimum 3 levels in our body in the first 3 days. And for the least one, the first priority one, the solid, we need to have at least 3 bowel movements for the first 3 days. Alright? And if anyone normally don't have the bowel movement the first time before 7 a.m., you have to learn how to teach your body to do it in this retreat. And after that, you will get to the new schedule. And actually, that is the right circadian rhythm, right? Because if we eliminate the number 2 at this interval, we have assistance from the universal with a lot of force out there to help us to get to pull it out, and then it go along with the universal law. After the 7 a.m., it now will draw in, okay, it's not pulling out anymore. So if you not have this in the daily life, okay, that is the first thing called a lot of problem, because if all our waste product not be eliminated by 7 a.m., the body will suck in, right? So when it suck in like that, the first thing, we don't have enough good space, empty space to draw in the new nutrition. Secondly, by the law of attraction, light extract a light in our body, if we still get stuck with the waste product, when we bring in the new food, doesn't matter how delicious, how nutrition, it will draw in under the nasty, dirty energy and in our body, according to the law, you know, the law of extraction. So that's why it's no good, alright? And then that is the first time for the number 2. The second time for the number 2 is supposed to be around after the noontime. And the third one around in the evening, 7 p.m. So if you not have a feeling of hair at the right time, you should take the laxative, alright? You should drink more alkaline water, should drink more drinking water. But usually, that's not enough with lady. Why is that? Because usually, if you take laxative, alkaline water, drinking water, that you just use the second level of the body. You use exercise, just the lower level. Okay, it's still not hot. The third one, psychological, your mind, it's higher, it's much more powerful. Normally, when you at home, okay, you feel convenient, you go easy. But when you get out your home, okay, you don't feel easy and you don't go. That is the first thing. Ladies have that problem more than men. Secondly, women usually hold the money and take responsibility for doing the shopping in family and do cooking, do sharing. So normally, if we have something in solid, our body will eliminate out some solid in the balance exchange. Okay? But now, because they look around, they have nothing solid. So you try to hold it back. Right? So that is the very depth, in the depth level of the mind. It has some, what we call that is the habit pattern. A changing, holdingly, okay, something like that. So that's why we need to use the mind, okay, eradicate or change that thinking, change that attitude to let go, okay? Doesn't matter you have in or out. Now we have to use the solid, the less solid, because we don't want to get stuck, we don't want to make it heavier. We want to use fluid to make it flow, to clean it, and help for the cleansing process. So the cleansing process help to eliminate all the toxic substance, the waste product. So just try to let it out as much as possible, so our body will be cleaner, will be lighter, and will be better. Right? So that's why the third level body, the mind, is much more important. If you use the laxative, the alkali, and the water, exercise still not gone out, you should sit down, laying down, relax, and come back to yourself, calm your mind, and give it instruction, letting go, and talk with yourself, okay? Let go, so that can help. Otherwise, many people, they use not only 1, 2, 3, they use 4, but we cannot use more than 4 doses of laxative, okay? It's too much, we have to change. If after you use 3 doses of laxative, exercise, still cannot go enough 3 times, even though 1 time, okay, some people still don't go out, don't give out anything. They tend to hold back all. So in that case, we have to do the enema. Okay, so if by the end of tonight, around 8 p.m., and if you don't have enough 3, even though you don't have anyone, you should do the enema. Okay? Enema, you here we don't have all equipment like in the pharmacy or in the hospital, but we can simply... you just have a plastic bag, put in about 16 ounces of warm water, about 1 liter maximum for the big people, for the small one about half liter enough. And you want to have 1 teaspoon of sea salt. You mix in that, so in the warm that, and you have the raw, right? And you the rubber band, you tie it, not tight enough, but don't let the water flow out everywhere. So and then you lay it down and you put the raw in, and then you bring the back up a little bit, so all the water will get into the anal and the colon. Lay it there for about 15-20 minutes, and it will help you to have a bowel movement. Okay? Otherwise, it will very damage, because a lot of toxic substance will be pushed out there, waiting to be eliminated. But now, the mind try to hold it back, so it will use that one at the nutrition for the 100 trillion of bacteria in here, and it will kill it, right? So that is the number 2, at least 3 times. And for the number 1, elimination of the liquid through the urination, okay, you can go 7, 8, 9, 10 times, doesn't matter, right? Only during this retreat, you are allowed to drink more than 2, 3, or 4 liters of liquid. You are allowed to go 7, 8, 9, 10 times urination. But when you go back to the normal life, okay, you should not doing that. Okay? People, especially in America, people used to be advised you take at least 2 liters of water. Right? That is not right. That's not right. And that cause a lot of problems, so we will talk about that later on. But you should not drink too much water, and you should not have more than 4 urination every day. For number 0, the air. We need to not only to breathe hardly, compress your lower abdominal, but try to come back to your respiration as much as possible, right? On your name tag, you see noble silence. Noble silence here, not only noble silence, your speech, right? not only noble silence in your action, the physical action, but the majority one, the main one is your mind. Your mind, that is the body. So, by come back to your respiration, observe the respiration. Your respiration will be the bridge to connect between two banks. One is the physical body with the form you can see, you can feel. Whenever you run around and you do something tired, you see your respiration is changed, right? The same thing when your mind, even though it's invisible, but whenever your mind fluctuates, you're upset, you are so happy, you're so angry, whatever the emotion change, your respiration change too. But you cannot see it unless you have your respiration, the bridge to connect between two ends. And so when the one end is stable, when you sit down, your physical body is stable. So this end is stable. But if your mind still swing with your emotion, your respiration still swing, change. Okay? So now, by looking, by observing your natural respiration by itself, you can slowly go deep in your mind, okay, to see how fluctuating, how changing, how swinging, and then slowly you can calm it down, and when you calm it down, you see your respiration will come down, be finer, finer, and softer, alright? So, by that way, not only to get you into concentration, but it will help you to purify the depth of your mind. That is where a lot of emotion, a lot of consequence of affliction, of suffering, of sickness, and of birth and death cycle. So, come back to your respiration in the first step to help to purify your body. But the next is purify your mind at the depth level. And so that's the second, the third one. Now, continuously and equally practice Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. We usually do this incorrectly, right? We usually think that we have to be the Buddhist, we have to be in the temple, in the monastery, we have to have the schedule and to practice. And even though when you are in that environment, we still not practice it correctly. We think we can do keep the sila correctly, or maybe we can do strongly samadhi concentration, but we cannot develop our panya, the real correct insight. But now when we learned it, we can practice even though in any activity, at any place, okay, at any position. You don't need to be a monk or a nun, you don't need to be the Buddha, okay? For example, when you participate in this retreat, doesn't matter who are you, okay, what religion you have, right? You just observe all the rule and regulation, right? What the instruction give to you. So that's what we call sila. And when you practice, that is for your own benefit, okay, not for anyone. Secondly, how can you develop samadhi? You continually concentrate to doing that because you know that, okay, the more you practice, the more you maintain the practice, the more benefit you have, okay? And you just keep continually follow all that one. So that means you have a concentration, active concentration. You don't need to sit down, cross your leg, close your eye, and don't move your body, okay? You still cannot get into samadhi, okay? Even though you can get in concentration, that's not how much, right? And that's not the practical way of practice in our daily life. So and then when we keep continually practice that, we have active concentration. How can we develop the real inside the panya? This is very important. People think that, okay, if we cross leg with closed eye and we sit in the room hour and hour, day by day, okay, we develop very deep concentration. and automatically we will develop the panya. That's not right. The panya here is the real active panya, the insight to help us to realize the truth. And realize the truth for what? Realize the truth to be liberated. Okay? Liberated from where? From what? Liberated out of the samsara. That is the long term. But now, how can we be liberated out of the sickness, the illness, the suffering, the bad habit of eating unmindfully, eating so fast? You like the one you like, and you eat a lot, you eat fat, and the taste you don't like, and you don't want to eat. So it becomes unbalanced. Whenever imbalanced, you got sick, right? So that is one kind of the real insight to help you to liberate from the old habit, the illusion of the taste in the food, the like, the thing you like in your life. Another insight you have to think about, and you have to experience the real active universal law, impermanent. It's easy to say, but how can you apply? If you lost your diamond ring, right? You feel upset, but other people, your friend, lost a diamond ring. Okay, you don't feel upset. You don't feel sad, right? When you got accident, you suffer, you crazy, you feel so terrible. But hundred other people get accident or die every day. You still don't feel anything, right? So how can we apply the impermanent in our real life? From the growth level, every day I had to eat, but that's when I borrow. I had to return to the universe, right? The physics. Every day I drink, I borrow from the universe. I had to return by the sweat, by the urination, by the vapor tire, water when I talk, etc. And that's still not deep yet. I borrow the air, right? The oxygen in and out every single breath. So nothing is mine, nothing is I. And the whole body, we think that is real, okay, it's not real. We think it's solid, it's not solid, okay? So we have to experience from the ground level to the very subtle level to the finite level, and we go to that later on. So if we continually experience that, witness that, we will live in a very free and open mind, open heart. We don't want to hold, we don't want to grab, we don't want to cling. So that means we reduce the greedy, right? We don't want to react to whatever we don't like, whatever we don't have, right? So slowly we reduce our aversion. And with that practice, we out of illusion, greedy, and aversion. So if we out that one, okay, we will be totally liberated from the samsara. So we have to experience that every single moment in every single activity. Even though when we walk, we feel the changing, the touching. Whenever we breathe in and out, the air moving through the nostril. Whenever we eat a ring, the food or the ring goes through our mouth. The touching, the sensation, every single moment we have to experience the change. Yeah? And from there, we practice, observe our natural respiration, so we can use that breath to connect from the physical level, from the external, into the invisible internal, the mind, to the deep level of our mind. So think about sila, samadhi, and panya. It's like the stool with three legs. The soul, okay, you have a three leg. If one strong and two weak, no good. If two very strong and one weak, right, it still cannot stable. It has to be equally in the height, equally in the strength. So the same thing like that. If we want to practice in each one, we have to go into three different levels at the same time. Whatever we learn from listening, from observing, okay, we have to think. Okay, think to say, okay, can we apply that? Is that logical or not? We not have a blind faith. Okay, thinking it good, but if we not practice it, bring it into the practice, daily practice, it still cannot help. Right, so that's why we have the three levels at the same time equally. Sitting cross-legged as much as possible, at least 3 times per day. Right? And the most important is during the time of nourishment, what we call eating. Eating, that's just the nourish for the body. Meditation, chanting, that is nourish for the mind. Right? So we had a solid liquid, that is a crop, high raw calorie to maintain the body, physical body. And meditation, or chanting, or learning, that we bring in the invisible high-level energy to nourish the mind. So whenever we're doing that, okay, we should sit in a cross leg. Okay. And later on, we will learn why this is a bad posture. And this one we practiced at noontime already. Whenever we bring in the nutrition, doesn't matter how much, doesn't matter in the solid form, liquid form, or in the invisible form. Okay, we need to sit down first, comfortably, balancedly, straight, relaxingly, bring your mind back to your body fully 100%, and to maintain the survival of that component. Okay, body and mind, we need to have air. So that's why we have to listen and observe our respiration for 3 cycles fully. And exercise, this is one of the very important thing too, because it helps to lessen our physical. In our physical, we have the solid, we have the liquid, and we have the air. 3 of that component had to combine and move. It looked like we think we sit right now, we sit still, but not, because the earth doesn't rotate. You see, it rotates in many different ways. And when the earth rotates, the soil is moving, the water is moving, the air surrounding that moving, and the energy, the vibration all moving. Right? Nothing stable. That's why the universal law impermanent, everywhere, everything, anytime, okay? So changing, that is impermanent. So when we practice that, we need to bring body and mind together. It's not enough, only 2 components. We have to observe our respiration, because where the mind go to, the air and the fluid will follow that. So if we just let our mind wandering all around, the energy and the fluid, it's just scattering all around. So it cannot concentrate, it don't know where to go correctly. And also, if you walk or if you play sport, it's totally different with practice, body, mind, exercise, or what we call Tai Chi, Qi Gong, or meditation, because the other activity, you project your mind out. Okay? You concentrate on the object outside. On the other hand, with the Tai Chi, Qi Gong exercise, yoga exercise, we have to concentrate inward. Right? So we not only to reserve our own energy, but we will bring more energy from the universe to support, to synchronize for that. The other activity, we spend our energy. Secondly, when we do any work or sport, it never have anyone to help our body maintain in the balanced, symmetrical posture, position, even top and bottom, left and right, front and back. Right? So that's why the more we do the exercise or the more we work, the more we out balance. So that's why we get sick or we get imbalance. Now we want to restore the balance state so we will out of the problem, out of fluctuation or the sickness, the illness. So if we want to do that, all the exercise, we have to keep in mind the main important principle. Our body and our posture have to symmetrical, balance, right? And it also we apply in life. Whenever we want to do something, if we're not success, we have to try maximum 3 times. If after 3 times not success, we have to change the plan, we have to change the strategy. Okay, we cannot continue to doing that because it won't make any change. It won't be success anymore. Right? So that's why you see the Buddha, when he enlightened, he not form only one or two, but had to form 3 germs or the 3 truths. Right? Why all the teaching of the Buddha can be written down in the hundreds of thousands of sutra, but the all that it just come in only 3 major things. First, do no harm, or don't do anything bad. Secondly, do all good things. And thirdly, continue to purify your mind. That's it. You see, doesn't matter that in the Buddha in the past, in the present, and the future. When the Buddha manifests here, okay, that is the only teaching he had. No more. And doesn't matter who speak the Dharma. That is the Buddhist monk, that is the Catholic monk, or that is the Muslim, whoever, or even though a lay person. Okay? If they speak the Dharma in one of the 3 topics, that is the real Dharma, true Dharma, the Dharma according to the universal law. And if on behalf of the Buddha, or they say a Buddha name, or they say they are the enlightened one, but their speech, okay, not talking about the dukkha, anitta, and anatta, okay, that's not the right Dharma. Right? Because the Dharma, the true Dharma, has to the Dharma from the universe. The Buddha is the one to witness, to experience that Dharma in himself, okay, body and mind. And by loving kindness and compassion, he taught us to help us to liberate out of the suffering, okay? The Dharma is always there. Doesn't matter, okay, the Buddha manifest or practice or not. The law, the universal law is still there. Right? You believe it or not, it's still there. For example, what we call the cause and effect. Right? We think that is the Buddhist law. No, that is universal law. The law abstraction, okay? That leads to the conservational law of the science. That leads to the cause and effect. That leads to the all the Buddhist law we learn in the sutra. So that are the universal law. So you believe it or not, okay? It still exists. You apply it or not apply, it still applies to you. You cannot breathe in and say, oh, I love this breath. Can I hold it forever? No, you have to breathe out, right? You don't like to eat. That I don't like to eat, okay, you cannot learn. If you don't learn to eat, 1 day, 2 days, 1 month, 2 months, okay. But after 3 months, you die, okay. So when you return, okay, sooner or later, you have to borrow again. The solid, the liquid, the air, the same thing. And when you have something, you love it, okay, you have it, and you hold it, I want to hold it forever, I don't want to return. You cannot do that, you see. And then you do the bad thing and you expect to have a good result coming out? No way. No one can do that, even though the Buddha. All right, so that is the universal law. So impermanent, that is anicca. Right? Impermanent here, that means everything changing all the time. Nothing stable forever. Okay? Even though very heavy like our planet. Big and much, much heavier than the whole universe, the whole cosmos, it still has to moving continually. You see? So moving, that is changing in position, in the timing, in the frame, and in the content of that. So impermanent, that is the first law. And because it's changing, why? Because it's combined by many different factors, many ingredients, many different things. So only one thing, one factor in that chain, so it makes it change. That's why from there, we have anatta, no self. Because no one can manifest at one or can be exist at single cell, single one. And from that, we, because nothing is stable, nothing is yourself, so that's why it leads to suffering, because the people think that they want everything stable, everything good, and they don't like anything they don't like, but the one they want, they don't have. The one they don't want, it just come. Why is that? Because the universal law, it have many different aspects, okay, many different names. For example, we're talking about the law of abstraction, right? The law of abstraction, it have the period, same thing abstract to each other. That's why we call light abstract a light. But alternate to that, it will have a different opposite abstract each other. Like in the universe, you see, the same molecule of gold will collect with the gold, will attract gold, so we have a gold mine, right? The same molecule of silver will attract the other molecule of silver in the air, in the side, so it creates a silver mine. So the same thing like that, we have a gold mine, we have an iron mine, we have a boric mine, we have a silver mine, we have an oil cell, you see? And even though when it creates the universe, the same thing, the molecule of something similar to the earth will come together to make the earth. On the other hand, the molecule of something like the mud come together to make the mud. You see? So, that is one period of time. And the other period of time, the opposite, will attract each other. Like you see the north and the south of the magnet. If you put the same pole together, it pulls away, right? But opposite pole put together, it attracts. So the same thing in the human being. At certain period of age, girl go with girl, boy go with boy, right? Lady go with lady, man go with man. But alternate to that, at certain period of time, opposite sex, opposite gender, okay, extract each other. So the same thing in the universe, the same thing for all the species. So, when we know how to use that, we can get out that. But if we don't know how to observe the universal law, we get stuck in that and we suffer. Right? So that's why impermanent, no self, and suffering, that is the three main major, what we call the seal, the Dharma seal. Doesn't matter who speak, okay, who give the Dharma talk, in whatever level, but if they not press on that, okay, that is not the true Dharma, okay? So, and then the whole universe, the whole universe, they have divided in three different realms. What they call the realm of desire, the realm of appearance. Okay, desire of passion, the realm of appearance, the realm of personal desire used for the being, human being, and below that. The realm of form or appearance, that is usually the angel or the deva. Right? and the realm of no form. This is for the meditator, the high level meditator. They live by the mind only. Okay? So, if we don't know how to practice, we just go up and down in that three realm. We cannot get out of that. But when we know how to practice correctly, we can enter nirvana. That means we are the three realm in the universe. And like I told you before, we say the sun rise in the east and set in the west, right? But actually, it have no rise or no set. It no east or no west. So if we say that and we go and looking for the western pure land, okay, that's not the real one. And if we have the western pure land out there, if that is the real world, that will be impermanent too. Because whatever have a form, whatever exists in this universe, it has to obey the universal law, impermanent. You see? And impermanent will lead to suffering. So we say we go to the poor land for happiness, for totally happiness, and we're looking for that place, but we cannot find that place in the real world. Because of that, no, that still obey the universal law because it have a suffering in that. Okay, so now we have to search to find out why we have all that law and why we have to obey that. According to the enlightened one, everyone here exists here on the universe here because we have illusion, greedy, and aversion. So this one is just the thoughts in your mind. It's just the waveform. Okay, nothing we can see. Right? Nothing we can see. It's the signal like the waveform travel in the universe, in the air. From far away, from the origin. So this one, it will collect together. Alright? The illusion, waveform, it will try to attract with the other illusion waveform. The light of this light, okay? Or we can first, because we don't have the greedy or aversion yet, we just have a light or this light only, okay? Just the mind, it just fluctuates because it's never stable. It never balanced. It lies a little bit, so don't lie the other a little bit. But the more they travel, the more the law of attraction, they will draw in the same frequency, the same signal, the same waveform. And it becomes harder, stronger. And when it becomes more, they move slower, right? And when the movement, the flow, it becomes slower, it becomes harder, it becomes conflict more, it becomes bigger, so it becomes deeper. So from the signal, the waveform, from our mind, in our thoughts, it just travel and it just attract each other and it creates three different groups of waveforms. The illusion, that means not really distinguish clearly, not really have a right thinking, right view, and the like something, and the don't like something, so that the three separately group of the waveform just keep travel in the air. So if three group of that separately, we still don't have any problem. After a period of abstracting the same thing together, right, it now to the period of attracting the differences. Okay, attracting differences together. So now three of that attract each other to combine together, and it make what? It make the first tiny particle, what we call that is the atom. Okay, the atom. And the atom, after it forms, the atom never stay by itself. like hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, right? They never stay by itself. They have to find out what? They find out the other part, exactly the same, but opposite, right? So it attracts each other. So that's why we have H2O2, N2, yeah. So after the period of attracting the same and the different and not the same, right? So that's why we have all the air, all the gas, oxygen, nitrogen, and hydrogen, etc. And when that form, now they find out the differences, right? After the same, now they find differences. So what they looking for? For example, hydrogen now don't want to stay by itself. It try to invite oxygen in. You see? Invite oxygen in, so it create a what? Molecule of water. Molecule of water. And the water molecule, after it will form, it don't want to stay by itself. Right? It will invite the other water molecule to combine together, so it will create the real water molecule structure with 6 molecules of water combined together to make the ring of 6. Right? The ring of 6. But this is a 6 oxygen. So now after the same attract together, now what to the next step? Difference it. Right? Difference it. Now it start to invite carbon. See? It invite carbon. So when it invite carbon, now we have hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon. Okay? So the carbon will invite in and it replace the position of oxygen in the ring of 6. So that's what it creates what? The first raw energy, that is glucose or carbohydrate. You see? Glucose or carbohydrate. And the glucose or carbohydrate, now, it never stay in the same single molecule. It had to go invite and connect all many molecules together, so it make a whole chain. So that we have the complex carbohydrate, right? So from that we have the glucose, we have fructose, we have a galactose, we have maltose, so all the sugar in the cane, in the carbohydrate, in the rice, in the fruit. See? So the same thing, they just try to hold it to prolong the carbon chain. And then also, from here, you remember we learned from the biochemistry from the 6th, 7th, or 8th grade something, the 6th ring of carbon. We smell, right, the fragrance. So that's why from here, you see how the plant create the smell, the fragrance, okay, by the ring of 6. But the ring of 6, they must be the carbon, okay, not oxygen. So after they combine all together, 3 atoms, 3 elements, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, right? And they already invite the same to make from glucose to galactose to maltose to fructose, prolong the chain. Now, the next step, they invite the differences. What is that? Nitrogen. So when they invite nitrogen in, they will create what we call the protein. Whenever it have a nitrogen, we create a protein, amino acid. You see? And after they create, we have a CHON. So that is for basic element to create our own body, right? So we say carbohydrate, protein, or fat, the same thing, that by that. But then after the use of four major elements to create the carbohydrate and the protein, now one more. Why is that? Fat, right? Lipid. So they have to adjust, prolong the chain of carbohydrate, and now they double dose. They yield the double bond, right? They yield more branches, so they create the fat. That's why you see, when we eat carbohydrate incorrectly, we build up the fat. People don't eat fat, don't eat lipid, but if they eat carbohydrate incorrectly, so they have a high cholesterol, high fat.
แต่ว่าเรื่องมันแก่เพราะไหนหนึ่งเนี่ยฟังเรื่องถึงนิดโน้ตเรื่องเนี่ยจากคือนี่เนี่ยนะไม่เคยเข้าเมื่ออาจารย์เข้าใจว่าผ่า
เนี่ย
ฮะคุณเข้าใจบ้าง
มันเป็นอันบาลาจีไป
แบบง่ายที่สุดเลยว่าเป็นนับหนึ่งถึงฮอดนี่เพราะว่านั่นเป็นเรื่องโผล่คนเราเองนะแต่ที่ขี้ทั้งแรกมันมีแต่เทละหน่อยมันว่ามันต่อกันแค่ก็เข้ากันแล้วกันยุ่งออกกันมันนี่คุณบอกเพิ่นว่าแบบว่าง่ายๆเลยเพิ่นกําลังสอนว่านี่เรื่องมันเป็นเห็นบ่คอนสิเป็นตัวคนเรื่องว่าเป็นน้ําเป็นออกจากน้ําแล้วเป็นน้ําตาลออกน้ําตาลแล้วมันสิเป็นแบบคาร์โบไฮเดรตเนาะสิว่ามีเข้าว่าซั่น
เอาให้พัดอันนั้น
เข้าคือแป้งนะทอดหั่นทอดน้ํามันคนน่ะว่ามันง่ายเท่าไหร่มันบ่มีแต่4อย่างที่เข้าน้ํากันอยู่เข้ากันอยู่กันเข้ากันนะก็เลยโซนี่มันประโยชน์นี่เพราะว่าสิบ่พอว่าเรื่องว่าปัญหาเป็นอะไรในตัวเฮาเนี่ยที่ว่ามีความเป็นแบบมันบ่ดีอย่างนั้นนะไอ้มาริวันง่ายที่สุดนั่นแหละว่า
อ
ี
ห
ยัง
ว่าแต่ว่าคนหั่นกินแบบว่าผักแป้งมันถึกนะมันก็เลยกลายเป็นน้ํามันแต่ที่ว่ามันสิจะใส่ในตัวมันถูกต้อง
เพราะมันมีแต่หน่อยเดียวที่ว่ามันเปลี่ยนกันนะมันสิเพิ่นแปลฟังว่าเข้าใจแต่ที่แรกพอ universe เป็นอะไรมันเรียกทอนี่มันบ่แล้วมันเข้ามากันนี่แหละมันเกี่ยวกับนําอันศาสนาเฮาเพราะว่าศาสนาว่ามันเรื่องว่า impermanent บ่อย่างมันบ่เป็นแบบอันนี้บ่
ว
ัน
นี้อ่ะนะบ่มีตัวเล
็
ก
ตัวนี้นอนตา
บ่มีอย่างแน่นอน
นะนะตาแล้วมันด้านเพิ่นเรียกว่าเป็นอย่างมันเข้ากันนําหั่นบ่อันนี้เพิ่นเว้าเรื่องที่ว่ามันเป็นแบบ science มันเป็นแบบ
เป็นวิทยาศาสตร
์เข้ากันได้กัน
เลย
หน่อย It's a short one
So you see the universe be created from the mind just the thought just the energy you see and from the vast cosmos with all the vibration and then because we have the thought it come upAnd then distinguish, and then from that it become illusion and light or dislike. So we create the air or the gas, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, and from that we create the water. At this level, we don't have a light yet. Okay, the light not exist yet, even though it have oxygen. Okay, so the life form is very minimal and it's very simple, but until they combine together and they create the water, it start to have a light coming out, right? So after they had the water coming out, the plant, the tree, start to grow. And when they start to grow, they create the fiber, they create carbohydrate, they create the protein, they create the fat. So that's why we're looking here in the diagram.You see, they create the plan, right? The center of universe, the one to convert. That's why at the noontime, after we do the nourishment and we do the relaxation, transformation, and healing, we have to apply the universal principle. This is the only way to convert all the waste product in the soil, in the air, in the water, back.Into the nutrition for the animal, for the human being, right? So from here, it create not only the fiber, the cellular, the energy in the invisible high level. They create the carbohydrate, They create a protein, they create a fat in the nut, in the bean. Yeah. So when the plant grow, become faster and faster, and it spread out. Right? So now, you know, everything moving by the law of attraction and by the condition. So when that happened, and now it start to have to have an animal, okay? From the plant now go to the develop the animal. But the first animal that we had, just the animal to eat the grass, the animal to eat the plant only, to control the ecosystem. So, and then when the first animal coming out, just eat on the tree, on the veggie product. And then when the move continue to move forward, the plant still continue to grow, and the animal eat the veggie, continue to grow. And then after that, it could develop the animal eating animal. That means the animal eat meat, and they to control the ecosystem. So that is how the universe going, moving from originally from our heart and from the signal in our mind. And if we look at the, even though when it in the invisible form, the signal, we don't see it clearly, right? But when it starts to form the first tiny particle, the atom, we see it clearly. What is here in the center? Neutral, right? Neutral. What it really mean? Illusion. You have no light, you have no distinguish, right? And that is the root. That is the root. And after that, you have the differentiation mind, light or dislike, right? You want or you don't want. So whatever you want, how you do? You hold it, right? Whatever you don't want, you put it away, you throw it out. And you see here, whatever you consider good, whatever you want it, you hold it tightly inside. You keep it. And whatever you don't like, you don't want, you put it away. So that's how we create the first tiny particle, the atom. And from that, it just keep on going, on going, on going. Right? So that is how we create the, what we call the inanimate. The soil, the air, the gas. And that is how we create the water, the fluid, right? We create the plant with the carbohydrate, with the protein, with the fat. And then from that, we create all the animal to eat the grass, eat veggie, and create the animal eat meat. And slowly, evolution, okay, we get to the high development, and that's the human being. So we get trapped in that. We get trapped in that. And now we look at the high develop, high evolution. That means the human being still form that, follow that pattern. In the plan, okay, in the plan, they got opposite. But in the high developed animal and human, the high evolution animal, the high class animal, we are the one to create this one. That's why we be trapped in the same law. If anyone do the farming, you know, the middle one is a female, right? The middle one in the female and the surrounding in the male. So on the powder to fertilize, okay, it has to go by the wind or by the insect. So if you see any flower, any fruit, the female part has to be in the middle. The male part surrounding, right? So automatically when it ripen, the wind will carry and blow on the pollen from the male part, drop down into the female part in the middle. Or the insect, when it comes to suck the sweetness, the flavor in the female pork, and then okay, they land on the male pork, so they step on the pollen, so and they carry the pollen surrounding to rub on the female to make it fertilize. So that is for the plant, right? But for the animal, it's totally opposite. You see, for the animal, doesn't matter that is the low level animal, like the reptile or like the what we call the reptile, the lowest one, right? And then to the like the horse, the ox, the buffalo, and then higher than the human being. You see, during the process of fertilization or the intercourse, the male part all the way in the middle, the female part is outside. You see? And even though at the last minute, when we have 100 million of sperm get into the female part, So you say the female part all the way embrace the male part, and then in the root of that, in the tip of that, trillion million of sperm travel, okay, to get to the destination, to the egg, right? But doesn't matter how many they can reach to the destination, how many they surrounding the egg, they still cannot get into the final state, the fertilization yet. Until that sperm be trapped and put inside the egg. So that means the female still embrace the male. It will happen for the fertilization completely. If it stay around 100,000 million, still doesn't matter. You see? So that's why you see how important this law to create not only the universe out there, not only the planet, but also for the human being, for the animal. And then why the pregnancy period of 9 months and 9 days, they not keep it at one. They not divide by two, or they not divide by four, but they have to divide by three terms. You see? And each term is 3 months and 3 days. So when the egg be fertilized, okay, the baby cannot eat yet. So who has to eat? The mother, right? The mother has to eat. That means the mother has to supply the nutrition for the baby. But because we are human being or the animal, we are very gross attraction, okay? We need the form. That's why we need to use the high calorie raw material. If we still have a desire or the passion, but the level is more gentle, it's subtle, like the angel or the deva. We don't have a connect sexual intercourse. Okay? We just look, we just touch, we see. we still have the process of looking for the new form. So that means it's lighter, it's gentle. So in that case, when they have a new baby, the mother don't have to use the raw energy material. They can use only the light. That means the color. Okay? They can use the smell. And they can use the vibration, the sound. That's why you see under the deva or the angel, they have a light body. Either by the light, either by the sound, or either by the fragrance. Okay? So, only the human being and the animal, because the abstraction is so gross, it's so heavy, it's so attached, that's why we need to have the real sexual intercourse to have the fertilization. Right? And also you see that even though now we try to use the fertilization in the lab, in the laboratory, the rate of successful is very, very low. Because it has only two components. The egg, the sperm. But they need the third one. That means what we call the middle body energy. It has to have three components exist at the same time for the fertilization to occur. So when we do it directly, physically, three components exist at the same time. So that's why the rate of successful of fertilization it occur higher. But when we do the fertilization in the lab, it's much, much lower because it can never have the real vibration, the real energy to extract the invisible form. That means the middle line form. Okay? So from here, after fertilization, the mother had to supply the three raw calorie material for the baby. If the mother failed to provide correctly, the baby will die, what we call abortion. You see? Because the mother not follow, not obey the universal law. So during the first term, the first 3 months, if the mother not provide correctly at the right ratio, at the right amount, the baby will be kicked out. That means abortion. From the second term, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth month, they're still the same. That is a very important because that is the mid-cycle term. Okay? That is the middle way. That is the central form. So that is the time when all the bone structure on the internal organ will be formed. Okay? So if the mother not provide correctly enough or three components on the foreman, the baby still have potential to be kicked out. That means abortion still happen in the 4 months. Even though some case it happened in the 5 months too. Alright? But less likely that. Okay? If it happened imbalance in the nutrition, the baby will have congenital defect. That means the bone structure, the internal organ not developed correctly fully. Okay? And then continue to the 6 months, all the internal organ and the bone structure develop fully. And now go to the third term, 7, 8, and 9 months. If the mother not provide correct enough, they have a malfunction on the external or the just the light, not important portion only, function only. Okay? On the other hand, If the mother provide exactly correctly all nutrition for the first 2 terms, okay, the baby develops fully excellently. But for some reason, the baby will be delivered at the 6 or 7 months. 6 months, just before 7 months. No way the baby can alive. Why? Because the baby not follow, not observe the law of number 3. They not go to the third term yet. You see, even though the baby will provide and develop fully, completely for the first 2 terms, the first 6 months, but for some reason the baby will deliver it at the 6 months. That means before the third term, the baby will die. cannot survive for long. But on the other hand, the other baby not be provide enough nutrition during the first 2 terms, they have a congenital, they have a defect, right? But if the baby be born on the 7th month, still the it's not enough, right? Not 9 months yet, but that baby still survive. Survive in the sickness, in the weakness, in the incomplete, but the baby still survive. You see the difference, right? Because the baby, the first case, not obey the universal law of 3. Not get into the term number 3 yet. But the second case, even though it's not complete, it's not correct, but the baby will deliver on the 3rd term. So they already touch the 3rd term, even though the 3rd term is still not fully developed, but the baby already get to the 3rd term already. So you see how important the law of number 3 in the human baby. And from there, you see why the structure in our body, it divided by 3 sections. 3 sections are, right? We have the head, the body, and the limb. Right? The anatomy divide anyone in the medical, even though you're not in the medical field, we learn this one in the biology, I think, on the 6th or 7th grade already. Okay? The body be divided by 3 sections, the head, the body, and the limb. And the head, the body, and the limb, each one be divided into 3 subsections, the top, the middle, and the bottom. Yeah, you say. So you see, every single session, they divide by 3 subsections. Okay, the top, the middle, and the bottom. The same thing for the body, from the shoulder to the chest cavity. Okay, we call that the top. From the chest cavity down to the umbilical cord, that is the middle, and from the umbilical cord down to the lower part, that is the bottom. The hand, 3 upper, lower, and the hand. The same thing for the leg, the thigh, the calf, and the feet. And if we look into every single finger or every single toe, we see it have a 3 small bones. Okay? So from the tiny one to the big one, it always follow that law. And if you look at here again, from the signal of invisible, it create the air, the gas, it create the fluid, and it create the solid. Still the same thing. Right? Still the same thing. In the human body, at the same thing in the universe.
ว่าอันตัวอันซอลิดมันธาตุดินลิควิดมันธาตุน้ำและแอร์แกสมันอันธาตุลมและฮีทเอนเนอร์จีมันไฟเราแบ่งเป็น4 ภาคของมันจักรวาลนะมันจะมีอันทุกส่วนของร่างกายเนาะตั้งแต่หัวมันจะมีเป็นตัวมันจะมีอันแขนกับขาทุกอย่างหัวนี่ก็แบ่งออกมาเป็น3 ส่วนน้อยมันจะมีหน้าผากมันจะมีแถวดำนี้แล้วก็มีค้างมี3 ส่วนเป็นบอก
โจมากตัวนี้เป็นแต่คอนมาห้วย
หนังหมด
ตัวนี้นะ
ฮะยังพูดได้ไหมว่าเขาใจละนี่ตัวอย่างเออนั่นได้ละเขาใจละบอกคนเดียวกัน
So not only we apply the law number three in whatever we learn, you see, for example, the taste, the flavor. Now we have to do opposite. Whatever normally you like to have it, now you don't have it. Whatever flavor you don't like it, now you have to use it. Okay, so we have to go opposite with this principle, the one we already create. So that's why hopefully we can rebalance or we can get out of the cycle, okay? And then also from here, we go to the next application. You see, it looks like exactly how we sit our cross leg, right? The angle exactly the same. The oxygen is our bus stop, and this is our thigh, and the hydrogen, this is our knees. The angle exactly the same. And remember, 60% minimum, okay, to 70% of our body material be created by this molecule, by this structure. So that's why if we sit more in this posture, we will have to reset our balance state, reset everything in our body.And then why we have to minimize the intake of the carbohydrate, the protein, the fat, because the more we take, the more it draw in and the more we be tied in the cycle.Alright, the more we be locked, now we have to stop or minimize intake so it can be pushed out, it can release out for us. And then also, while all the exercise, we have to follow the swing, the pattern of this one, because this is the origin creator, create all form. Okay? When you see the solid out there, the mountain never be flat.Right. If you look on the horizontal view, the mountain never flat on the top. It's up and down. If you look on the surface, the mountain never straight. Okay. It still go right. And if you're on the top, you're looking down, the mountain never straight line. Okay. It have many different layer.And the same thing like we look on the ground, never we have the outer surface, it's flat, okay? It have the hill up and down. So one of the problem, look at wherever we use the agriculture incorrectly, we have a more problem. Because when we use the machine, we try to flatten our surface.In the big area, that means we destroy the pattern of the universal way, right? And then also you see on the desert, okay, why the sand, or even though on the beach, why the sand, it create a way. Because that is how it will form, and that is how it will direct the way it go, see? And the same thing like the liquid, you see on the ocean, on the...river and the pond in the lake, it always had a way, right? The way from small, from big, from the top, from the bottom, it's the same thing. So if you look deep down at the bottom of the pond on the beach, okay, you see at the top the same, at the bottom the same. It had a way signal, so it create all the sand with the waveform, okay?And the air, you cannot see the air, how the air move, but you can see how the lip or how something drop from high down, it never drop straight, it just fluctuate, moving. And you see how the wind carry the lip on the road, it never like the arrow, shoot straight, right? It just over and over and over. So that is how the wave energy carry all stuff, how the wave energy create all stuff. And that's why when we do the exercise, all kind of exercise, different posture, different angle, but this is the principle, the main principle we have to apply. And tomorrow we will learn more about how to apply in new exercise, in the new application, how we eat and how can we use this principle to eliminate all the one we accumulate in our body, in our mind. All right?